Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Manufacturing Consent, The Political Economy of the Mass Media, by Edward S. Herman and Noam Chomsky, narrated by John Pruden. The Iran-Contra scandals were blamed on the president's easygoing habits, though the people had every opportunity to know this was his way of doing things or not doing before they put him in the White House, not once, but twice. James Reston. They who have put out the people's eyes reproach them of their blindness. John Milton. Introduction. This book centers in what we call a propaganda model, an analytical framework that attempts to explain the performance of the U.S. media in terms of the basic institutional structures and relationships within which they operate. It is our view that, among their other functions, the media serve and propagandize on behalf of the powerful societal interests that control and finance them. The representatives of these interests have important agendas and principles that they want to advance, and they are well positioned to shape and constrain media policy. This is normally not accomplished by crude intervention, but by the selection of right-thinking personnel and by the editors and working journalists' internalization of priorities and definitions of newsworthiness that conform to the institution's policy. Structural factors are those such as ownership and control, dependence on other major funding sources, notably advertisers, and mutual interests and relationships between the media and those who make the news and have the power to define it and explain what it means.